If in doubt, ask Sabrina. Phone now, 1300 222 720. This is Roots and Shoots.
It is indeed. It's Roots and Shoots, and you're with me, Sinead Mangan, and of course, the lovely Sabrina Hahn is right beside me. My goodness, I don't know what's going on here. There's a whole host of people come into the studio, and there's champagne, so that can only be a good thing. Do you want to tell me what's going on,
that's
Sabrina?
That's a grand thing. That's a grand thing.
It is fantastic.
Well, you may know, our listeners may have heard of Micro Blitz before. We've had the team in before, of Deborah and Andy have come in from Micro Blitz before, and they just have this amazing app they have just developed that everyone can download on their phone. I'll introduce. We've got Debbie, who's part of the Micro team, and we've got Professor Andy Whiteley.
Morning, Professor Andy. I'll get you to shift over there so we can hear your lovely voice. Thank you.
And then they're brought with them a friend. So we've got Alex Chapman, who's a consulting scientist from the Gaia Resource Centre.
So, Andy, do you want to tell us about this app?
Yes,
as a team leader?
Yes, so there's a bit of background. We've met Sabrina quite a few times now. She's Micro Blitz's favoured presenter. So bring her a quick glass of bubbly when we come and see her.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
The thing about Micro Blitz is it's a project where we are asking the general public to take soil samples for us. So it's a live project trying to map the soil biodiversity in Western Australia. And it's been going for about 2 years now. We have over 1,000 samples. We've sequenced with DNA, which we actually use to look at the microbes and decode the samples, about 3 billion bases of DNA in those samples, and worked out what microbes are there, where they are, how they help the environment, help, your, for example, your listeners to grow plants. The thing that really came through in the first couple of years was a lot of people using those sampling kits, which they order from our website, microblitz.com.au, is that they don't really want to be writing things out in the field. And they have to take pictures and they have to geolocate themselves with GPS or whatever. So we've had a really great partnership over the last 6 months with Gaia Resources, which Alex represents, which is a great company that makes these apps for citizen science people, for being able to sample, for example, whale watch, do things such as work out where whales are in the oceans and geolocate them. So we've teamed up with them to actually design this app, which now they can download, and it helps them when they're in the field, just on a smartphone, to locate where they are, go through the instructions for the sampling, basically upload all the data. When it gets back through their Wi-Fi connection, it all gets ported back to us in a database, and they can order the kits through it. So it streamlines the whole process down into one single point of entry.
Debbie, you've been the project manager on this. Obviously, a lot of samples to go through. How did you go collating all of this information?
Well, I'm the project manager for the community engagement arm. So we've got a whole team of people who work in the research lab, and they're the ones that are compiling all the information. And it's quite a feat. They've been working really hard since the lab opened last year.
So how's the app going?
Well, it's just launched today, so you can download it on the iTunes store. It's only on operating the iOS operating system for Apple at the moment. It's incredibly simple. You know, once you've registered, it's very easy to use. Put your kit number in, take a photo, the app automatically provides the geocode and the date timestamp, and you submit the data. And immediately it goes up into the back-end data store, and you can see a map of all the samples that have been submitted around the state. And you can see the samples you've submitted specifically pointed out. So you can take the app and brag to your mates and go, look, I did those docs there.
Yeah. I did 600 samples this week.
Oh, my God, get a life, man.
But it's so, I find all these citizen science projects so exciting because it gives just the ordinary person the opportunity to actually understand a bit more about the planet they live on. But from a gardening perspective, it is so important to know what's happening in your soil and what's there and how plant roots actually react to all the microorganisms in the soil. So it really is it's sort of peeling off the layers of understanding what's happening just underneath the ground.
It's one thing we always talk about when we meet you, and sort of we obviously interact quite a bit, is the fact that how diverse the microbes are in soils and the interactions that are really quite specific between plants and microbes. And the simple fact is we know very little about microbes. We're doing this project. It's a real live international quality science project involving the general public, demystifying the process of science, but really actually asking the question, well, what is out there? We're very advanced in terms of science, but actually when it comes to microbes and soils and plants, it's actually still quite infant. And, well, as an example, in the last 2 weeks, we now know there's an extra bit of a nitrogen cycle that we didn't know about.
Wow.
For 80 years. Nitrogen's, for example, ammonia fixation, which goes from ammonia to nitrite, is a two-stage process, and it's always mystified scientists why it is two phases. It's two different groups of bacteria do it. In the last 2 weeks, we found one organism that will actually do both parts of it now.
Wow.
It's never been seen before, and that's the whole nitrogen cycle has to be rewritten after 80 years or so.
How fantastic. So,
exactly, and it is about this, because it's hidden away in the soil, and we step on it every day and we take it for granted, it's just really taking projects like this, which is really starting to demystify what is actually out there. And using these new methods such as DNA sequencing, where we can actually diagnose the health of a soil using these types of technologies. So it's a really great mixture of all different parts of science and public engagement.
And I think because soil is so ignored, you know, we had the International Year of Soils last year, which was great because we really got to highlight what was going on. But as you say, Andy, it's just we just tread on it and we dig a hole in it and we don't actually think about it as a living organism, and it's just absolutely, even our gutless Perth sandy soils are actually alive, which is astonishing, really.
Absolutely alive. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of species of bacteria. As I said, we've sequenced about 3 billion DNA letters and code, and there's thousands and thousands of species there. They are very different to the rest of the world. We look at the signatures already and we know there's lots of groups that are not very common, for example, in Europe. They're very common here. And they really tell us that it's actually quite a harsh environment to live in the soils around here. These things called actinobacteria, which can form these dormant resting spores. There's huge numbers of them in there because we know that there's lots of temperature problems. There's lots of water, low water content. So the soils are set up to really survive harsh environments, and the microbes in there are attuned to that as well. So it's now a question of finding out, can we take those types of organisms and use them in a beneficial way to make the nutrient cycle faster, to make the soils more productive? It's exactly what you say. Soils are alive, and it's going to be the source of feeding the next billion people in the next 20 years.
Absolutely.
On the planet.
And that gets, you know, that whole revealing of what soils do means that we can actually fertilise a lot more responsibly than just looking at a plant and going, oh, we need to pour the fertiliser on it because it's growing in nutrient-poor soils. And, you know, we have all this problem with leaching and then all the algal blooms in the rivers. And so the understanding of how plants actually uptake nutrients is all part of the soil science as well.
Yeah, it's a whole ecosystem. It's just not one thing or the other.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But I believe you guys are putting on a bit of a party.
Yes, people can learn more about it. And we'll
for
hand over
the
to
launch.
Debbie on that one.
Yeah.
Well, it's really exciting. We're holding an outdoor cinema event. We're showing this wonderful film called Symphony of the Soil, Under the Stars at UWA on Thursday evening, February 11. And it's a free community event where people can come along, meet the scientists behind the project and watch this wonderful film that's going to inform about the soils. It's a documentary film, but it's so beautifully shot and so lyrical in the narration.
And how do people find out about if they can go or not?
Well, it's really, really easy. There's a couple of different ways. You can look on our Facebook page, UWA Microblitz at Facebook, or you can just go straight to Try Booking and you can print off your free tickets to come to the event.
Can I ask just before you go, Alex Chapman, who was involved in getting the app together, because you've done some different apps, Prawn Watch and Dolphin Watch. Have people jumped on board with these apps?
Look, citizen science is just booming at the moment. People love to get engaged. When they're spending time, you know, we've all had a good education. We want to use our brains even when we're on holiday. So projects like Microblitz are just ideal because people will go out on the bush and they'll go, oh, I'm going to take a few kits, I'm going to sample soil, and now they can see that soil map. They can actually choose the lacunae in that map and go, I'm going to sample there. There's no one sampled for thousands of kilometres around. So they can really build out the diversity. But we love Microblitz because it's one of the great examples of all, it's got all the key components for a great citizen science project. It's got a great scientific back end with Andy's team. It's got a lot of interested people in the community. It's got fantastic engagement with Deb, It's got really good app design, which makes it friendly and easy to use. You have to have all those components. If you don't have any of those, a good citizen project isn't possible. So it's a great thing to be involved in.
It's always fantastic having you guys in. I always get so excited when I have the microbits. It's just and because it is such accessible information, and you know, I think science is the most exciting field at the moment, and people think we can't discover anything new, but of course, it's all just starting to open up now.
Yeah, I think with the soil, actually, it's the opposite, isn't it? It's actually,
yeah.
What is left to discover, and it's a huge amount actually left out there to really understand what is down there underneath our feet.
And the great thing about citizen science is everybody is taking part in the reveal, as it were. So thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks, Sabrina.
And good luck. I wish I was here. I'll be partying in New Zealand.
11th of February. UWA, Symphony of the Soil Under the Stars.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, guys. So that was Professor Andy Whiteley. We had Debbie Bowie and Alex Chapman, who are involved in getting this app together. And this is citizen science, so you can get involved yourself. The app has been launched today, so if you hop on iTunes, you can find it there. Yes, and search for Micro. I haven't got the name right.
Micro Blitz.
Micro Blitz.
Yeah.
And you will find it there. So get involved, guys.